Rony Zone Radio.
This is the Valentine's Day show for 2006.
Yay!
The day of love.
Yay!
The day when we think about the ones that we love.
Yes.
And if you do not have one that you love right now, don't worry. We actually have an idea for you that you could do.
Yeah.
To express your love on Valentine's Day. So anyway, Valentine's Day, you know, a lot of people talk about the commercialization of Christmas.
Right.
A lot. But I think Valentine's Day is worse than Christmas.
Absolutely.
As far as the commercialization part. It seems like as closer it gets, you have these commercials on radio and television. That's why I love XM. Is that it'll give you these commercials about the special teddy bear, Vermont teddy bear that I see. I'm mentioning names. But all these things to do for Valentine's Day. Rings and
jewelry,
flowers, candy, all these things to do.
I said that.
Yeah.
Lingerie.
Cars.
For those who really have lots of money.
So there's a huge push to show your love on Valentine's Day. Now, what's interesting is love really, I mean, I don't want to go off on a huge tangent, but love really isn't an act. It should be an action, shouldn't it?
Well, you're kind of saying the same thing, but it's not a feeling. It's not something that you should have to be forced to express on a single day during the year.
I guess what I'm saying is my love isn't reflected in a ring I hand you.
No, that's true.
That's
nice.
It is a symbol in a wedding ceremony.
Sure. Well, but I wouldn't mind rings other times during the year, too. I'm a woman after all. Come on.
The bottom line is the rings do not hold that type of feeling, though.
No, they don't.
You know, you're happy for about 10 minutes, and then it's like, okay, now this is what I've heard in the past. Now next I want a bracelet or something. And so that's why I've never really put too much emphasis on jewelry.
Well, let's put it this way. Love, while it can be expressed through things, that's not the only way to express love, and hopefully that's not the primary way people express love.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with giving somebody you love something special, but it doesn't have to be specifically jewelry, candy, lingerie, rings, etc.
Okay.
There are many ways to express love. For example, I know that you enjoy peanut butter chocolate candies.
That's true.
It's not Valentine's Day, but if I happen to find one, you know, especially the sugar-free, because I know you like those,
mm-hmm.
I'll go get that. Mm-hmm. Or like the mug I got you.
Right.
It's not a fancy Valentine-specific thing, but I thought it was cute. I thought you might enjoy it, and that's why I got it.
There's a lot of different ways that you can express love.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to do a bit of a change in topic, and I want to talk about a gentleman named Drew Marshall. You've heard me talk about Drew Marshall.
I have.
When I decided to do a podcast, as everybody knows, I got my idea from Robbie Chastain from listening to Star Wars and Beyond. The idea was Star Wars and Other Things, which that's really the premise of Roni's Own Radio. But as I was kind of looking around on the web, I came upon the Drew Marshall Show. Now, the Drew Marshall Show is in Canada. And I believe the station is KJOY. Anyway, it is a Canadian station out of Toronto. What I really love about Drew's show is Drew is a real Christian. He's a real guy in the real world. He pulls very little punches. He tells it like it is. And he's somebody I really respect because he'll tell you the truth, which a lot of people really won't. And he will even tell the truth about other Christians, of which he is one himself. So if you hear any of Drew's shows, if you're lucky enough to hear him live, he comes on Saturday afternoons in Toronto. I think it's AM 1250, and you listen to a show, you will hear that type of bent. And when I heard it for the first time, I said, "This is the guy. This is the one that I really have to emulate, because the show was different, and he had a real different kind of a look at things." And I really enjoyed his style of interview, his style of getting guests. They're not the same type of guests that you'll hear. His show is not like any type of Christian show you could think of. And so, you know, if you're having trouble figuring out, well, what's Roni's Own Radio? What's it really all about? Just check out one of Drew Marshall's downloadable interviews, and you'll kind of hear that style that I really, really like. And I'm certainly not copying him, but it's just something that when I heard, I said, that's what I had in my mind when I thought about the show. So we're going to go to an interview that I did in the car. It was funny because, you know, you're at work and I don't want to take time off. And so it was lunchtime. So I ran out. Drew was good enough. And I thank you, Drew, for coming on the phone. And we spent like five and a half minutes talking. And I had a phone in my hand, and I had the mini disc recorder with the mic, you know, close enough to the phone where it wouldn't start to make any weird sounds. Anyway, it was just kind of funny because I'm just trying to hold everything together while I did the interview. But Drew was a good sport, and I thank you for that. So we're going to go to the interview. I'm going to talk to Drew Marshall about a new idea of what you can do for Valentine's Day.
I've got Drew Marshall on the phone, and I'm just it's a pleasure to have him there. And he's the host of the Drew Marshall Show in Canada. And Drew, if you could tell us just a little bit about what your show's all about.
Sure. It's what's the shtick? What's the title they give me? Canada's most listened to spiritual talk back program. I think that's the title, and it basically boils down to three sort of factions. One, I interview prominent people or celebrities about their spiritual life. And I try to interview the people that have been on every Christian radio station already, mm-hmm. you know, across the country. So we've got a variety of interesting guests, I would say, over the last 3 years. And we also interview normal people, I like to call them normal people because they're not celebrities, about their spiritual life, messy spirituality with the real God in the middle of it. So, for mm-hmm. example, a week ago, a single mother, 29 years old, dying of AIDS and cancer, and we just talked to her about how she's coping spiritually.
Great.
And then the third part is open line talk back. So we open up the phones to our listeners, talk about topics the church should have talked about for about the last, you know, 400 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fantastic thing is when I really decided to do a podcast, I really happened upon your website, and I was just so impressed because it was a Christian religious show outside of the norm of other Christian shows. And so I just want to introduce the listeners to my podcast to you. So that's part of what we're talking about today.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
No problem. The other part is we're coming up on Valentine's Day. And have you...
Hold on. Why did you chuckle there?
Well, I haven't bought anything yet, and I was wondering if you could give me some ideas for the wife.
You got to find out. Here's my tip. You ready? And I got to do this myself.
Okay.
Find out what your wife's love language is. I hate to use Christianese there, but that's the term we all kind of mostly know. Find out what your wife's primary love language is and do what she wants, not what you think she wants.
Okay.
So my wife's love language is acts of service. So that means I got to vacuum the stupid house.
Gotcha. Well, good luck with that. Now, Valentine's Day is a love day. And as you know, there are two of the greatest commandments in the Bible. The first is love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. And that really brings a lot of things to mind. But the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. And I was listening to a show when you were interviewing Tony Campolo a while back, and you guys had a really great idea that I thought would tie in with Valentine's Day because it's so overhyped with diamond rings and teddy bears and all this kind of stuff. Can you tell us about Compassion International, what that is?
Well, in my estimation, and I've researched and spoken with the directors of a number of child sponsorship organizations, and in my opinion, Compassion is the number one child sponsorship organization that North America has to offer mm-hmm. to us rich North Americans. Especially when it comes to fact, if you want to guarantee that your kids or your sponsor child, guarantee that they'll hear about Jesus and they will be asked if they want to surrender their lives to them. If you want that guaranteed, then that's the organization you go with.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of other ones, and they all come to our mind right now, but I guarantee you that this organization, your kids will be discipled, they'll be mentored, and I love the way they change a community from the children up as opposed from the community down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tremendous organization, and the other thing I want to throw out, like, I always get excited when I talk about these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not one of these walk into the Taj Mahal and look at their overhead kind of child sponsorship organizations. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I admire exactly how they spend their money. They
mm-hmm.
are what's the word? Integrity. I mean, that's just
sure.
filled with integrity. Now, look, obviously these other you know ministries probably are too, but I've been to Nicaragua. I've seen what these guys do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of sponsored children. We helped out a family, a guy who was dying his health was horrible. He lost a ton of weight. He was going further and further down the poverty line, and we help him get a house and get his health back and get surgery and get medicine and get him back to work.
Sure.
So I'm loving what these guys do.
Absolutely. And I just kind of want to tie in, you know, what we've really experienced in the last year or so, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's 9/11, whether it's Katrina, is the feeling of helplessness that you get when you watch CNN or you watch these news networks that show you what's going on, and you feel so helpless.
Well, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't understand that, Jeff. I don't understand how North American followers of Christ
mm-hmm.
feel helpless.
Okay.
There's no reason to feel helpless for two reasons. One, God is still on the throne whether we're all freaked out or not. And number two, He's blessed North American Christians more than, like, financially.
True.
Do something about this more than any other Christians in the world. You know, obviously we're talking about the Western world, but we're in North America here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel helpless. Do something about it.
Sure.
Don't sit there and cry over the television commercials.
Right. And that's why we're here, and that's why we're talking about what we're talking about, is this is a tangible way that you can give your money to a child and make sure that they get schooling, food, and the opportunity to receive Christ.
Yeah.
All together in a monthly fee.
Yeah. Look, everyone in North America knows it's a monthly fee. It's mm-hmm. roughly $35. Maybe down the States it's like $30 a month, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's common sense. And the reality is every genuine follower of Christ, if they want to walk the talk, I really believe every genuine follower of Christ needs to sponsor a child.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really give a rip which organization you go with, ultimately.
Right.
But I am so sold out with compassion because mm-hmm. you can trust them. And the number one reason people don't do something about this is because they're too stinking lazy,
mm-hmm.
too into their own world, they're too busy navel-gazing in their narcissistic mindset
mm-hmm.
to do the research because they say, who do I trust? I don't know if I can trust them. Well, do the research and find out who you can trust and do something.
That's good. Well, Drew, thank you so much for doing the research, and thank you so much for going, and thank you so much for watching the inner workings of Compassion and how they do their work on the other side of the world. And I just really want to back Drew and back Compassion. We're going to have a link to not only his site, but also there's a link on his site to Compassion International. And I really recommend that this Valentine's Day, you just don't buy a bigger ring for the person that you love. I mean, there's cards for your dog and your mother-in-law and all these things. But remember the children around the world that desperately need help. Why don't you love them this Valentine's Day?
Well said, Jeff. Well said.
Okay, thank you so much, Drew, for your time.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that interview with Drew. He's a great guy, and it's a great cause. Here's my challenge to you, is that not only do you buy something for the person that you love, but that you take this challenge, love the world, and love the world specifically by going onto the link to Drew's site. There is a link on his page. On the left, it says Compassion International. Click on that link. Go and sponsor a child. Now, if you're listening to this show and you aren't a Christian and you do not feel comfortable with someone asking a child if they want to accept Christ in their heart, then I would ask that you would find another organization that you've checked out on the Better Business Bureau. Make sure that your money is going to go where it says it's going to go, and donate to that other organization that will sponsor a child. The bottom line is, I'd like to see everybody that can possibly do it, and I think we all can, sponsor one child. So, and I highly recommend it. I implore you as much as I can. If you're a Christian, we need to start walking the talk. There's just too many words going around. And we will, once we are done with this recording, we are going to sponsor a child. We're going to do it tonight. So I would ask that you would start clicking on some links right about now and sign up and do it. And if you don't feel comfortable, say, well, I'm not sure if the money, go to Better Business Bureau. Check it out. Look it up on Google. Check out and see what they write about Compassion International. Check it out. A little different Valentine's Day show, but I think this is going to do more than a ring that somebody may forget and want something else, flowers that will fade, chocolates that will add weight, all these other things that you can buy. I think caring for a child and fulfilling what's in the Bible will go a lot further than all that. So I'd like to hear from you if you sponsor a child. I want to hear from you. So please drop me an email at Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, dot Roney, that's R-O-N, as in Nancy, E-Y, at gmail.com. You could go to the website. It's jrdonline.com. The link is going to be on the front page. The link's also going to be in the show notes. Let's sponsor some children this Valentine's Day. Let's love the world instead of loving ourselves. We're good at it. We all know that. So let's love the world. Let's sponsor some children. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roney Zone Radio.